In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As you heard the scripture today about the man born blind, and from this long chapter that you heard, there is one verse that made me stop for a while to read carefully, that came from someone who was living in darkness, and came from darkness into the light. He said, "Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him." Meaning God will hear the person who worships God and does his will. And I thought this is a very powerful statement coming from someone who is not like a priest or a clergy or a deacon or a servant. For him to say that should be such a wonderful lesson for all of us. And I thought this would be a very powerful verse that we can reflect on in the next few weeks. And because it is very powerful, I thought to use the theme of power. And I don't mean strength or force or might. I mean each letter of the word power we will reflect on and meditate. For example, P for prayer, O for obedience, W for worship, E for evangelism, and R for reading. And I would like to start by prayer and see the power of prayer in our life. And I want to hopefully give you that feeling that whenever you pray, you must trust that God listens. And I will start by a story that we all know from the book of Acts in chapter 12. And in that chapter, the story goes about the great escape of Peter. If you remember at that time, it was about the year 44 AD when Herod captured James the Elder, the son of Zebedee, and he put him in prison, and after that he beheaded him, he killed him. When he found the killing pleases the Jews, he decided to continue. So he found Peter, so he arrested him and put him in prison and planned to kill him after the Passover. Herod, of course, set like four squads of four soldiers each to guard Peter's cell. And while Peter was locked away, something very important happened. That should be the good lesson for us. What would you do if you have a friend, a husband, a wife, a friend, a loved one, someone very close to you whom you love so much and care so much, and he is in prison, for example, or in hard time, or in tribulations, and there is nothing you can do. There is really nothing you can do. Think about it this way. At that time, Herod was arresting all the Christians. So all the disciples were hiding at St. Mary's house. St. Mary is the mother of John, who is St. Mark, our evangelist St. Mark. They were hiding. They were afraid to go out. They were afraid to even go and visit Peter. Nothing they can do physically to rescue Peter. But there was one thing they can do. And they did it. And it says here in the book of Acts in chapter 12:5, Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. You in your own house, you are a church. We right here together, we are the mother church. When we go through hard times or tribulations, we lift up our hearts and our minds and we pray. And many of us doubt that God listens to the prayer and answers the prayer. So is it true that God does not listen? Is it true that God does not give us what we ask for? This is something I want you to keep in mind as we go on and we go through the story of St. Peter. So what happened? God did answer the prayer, and he answered the request of the church to release Peter. He was the elder among the disciples. He was the only married person. He had a family. You remember the story that the Lord Jesus healed his mother-in-law. The rest of them were not married. So he had a family. And they all loved him as an elder. They respect the elders as always. And everybody start to pray. The minute they start to pray, God answered the prayer and sent his angel to deliver Peter out of the prison. And look at this, something amazing happened. When the angel went to the prison, Peter was not like worried and afraid they are going to kill me, something bad will happen to me. He did not. He was in deep sleep that the angel to wake him up struck him in his side. Get up. And he was really, really in deep sleep. Why? He has peace in his heart. He knows even if he dies, I will die for God. So what? I will be with him. Nothing will scare me ever. And when the angel came and struck him and woke him up, told him, gird yourself and tie on your sandals. And so he did. And he said to him, put on your garment and follow me. Remember that the story after he came out, Peter felt as if he was in a vision, did not believe that this was true. But please look at this. God cares for you so much. You were asleep, you will get up, you will go out. When you go out, what happens? You will catch cold. Remember, just put your shoes and your coat. He is worried about you as his son. Watch out and gird yourself and tie on your sandals and put on your garment and follow me. And he went through all gates until he found himself out. And even when he went out and knocked on the door of St. Mary, the mother of Mark, Rhoda was like the one who was answering the door, did not believe it when she heard the voice. And she left him at the door and she went to everybody telling them, Peter is here. Of course, sometimes we are weak. We do not think that God would answer our prayer. So they did not believe her that God answered the prayer. Is Peter outside? All of them came out and they opened the door and of course they found Peter. They were amazed. It's true. God listens to our prayer and can get someone out of prison or dungeon or hard time or tribulations, no matter how difficult it may sound to you that there is no answer whatsoever. There is always answer when you bring it up before God. Nothing ever should worry you about life. Anything. Remember what could be the worst that could have happened to Peter. They will kill him. Thank you. I will be with God. Nothing should scare you. I will be with God. What else are we looking for? I am not here because I want to enjoy this money and materialistic things. What this will do for me? Did you ever hear about anyone who died and after he died he took his money with him? What will he do with his money? What will he do with his cursing and swearing and his wrongdoings? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. What will go up with you to heaven is your good deeds. So I want to give you like 7 questions, like a quiz. And in every question, as I say the question, please answer it in your mind. Your answer could be like yes, no, or it needs improvement. For example, the first question would be, I pray more at meal times, bedtimes, and emergencies. Question number 2, I ask for my own needs. Question number 3, I ask for the needs of others. Question number 4, I seek God's will and instructions for situations I pray about. Question number 5, I talk to God anytime, anywhere. Question number 6, I thank God for what I received. Question number 7, I talk to God about everything. So if you answered no or needs improvement in your mind to any of these questions, you need to know the following 6 points about prayer, and I will make it quick. Number 1, God answers all prayers. All, no exception. But here's something that you should know. There is a difference between answering the prayer and granting your request. Huge difference between the two. Does God hear and answer the prayer? Yes, He does. Does He grant me my request? Could be yes right away. Could be no, there is no way I will do it because this will hurt you because you are my son. Or could be later, you have to wait. Please differentiate between those two. God is God, He exists, He listens, He hears your prayer, and He answers your prayer. So can no be an answer? Yes. And I give you some time ago at this example, if my son has an allergy to chocolate and he cries and pleads for chocolate and I know it will kill him, would you give your son chocolate? Would you? I don't think so. You will not be a father then. When you know something will kill your son and you still give it to your son. So you did hear his cries and you said no. You answered him, but you did not grant him his request, because if you do, you will be killing him. Sometimes we do the same. So God hears your prayer no matter when you pray in the morning, in the evening, any time. And we learn that from Psalm 55 in verse 17. It says, evening and morning and at noon I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. The second point, God knows everything. God knows everything. So if he knows everything, why would I pray? He knows. So why you pray? Give you quick 3 points. Number one, God respects your free will. He will never ever impose himself on you. So you must ask for it. Imagine that you have your son or daughter and you bring, and I guess I made this example again before, my daughter, I bring her like a coat for $1 million. $1 million coat, no one will ever believe it. And I go give it to my daughter, here, this coat for $1 million. She says, no, Dad. She says, how come? I paid $1 million for it. I'm sorry. Why? Maybe an old fashion, old style. I don't like it. I don't like the color, whatever it is. I don't want it. And I force my daughter to wear it. No way. But I can wait until she comes and say, Dad, I'd like to have this one. How much is it? Could be even $50. Compare 50 to $1 million. But she asks for it, and when you give it to her, she's happy. God will never force you for anything. That's why God makes the church give sermons, try to teach you, and try to tell you, watch out, there's something here that you should do. Out of your free will, you will come to love or not. Second, God wants us to learn not to assume that he will make things happen the way we wanted. There are things that could hurt us, and therefore we need to understand his will. And we learn that from the book of Romans in chapter 8, verse 26, where St. Paul said, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought to, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. We do not know what we should pray for as we ought to. Sometimes we ask for the wrong things. You must make sure that you pray according to God's will. The third one, God wants to develop a very important aspect in our relationship with God, communication. You must speak to God. You talk to him through prayer. He talks to you back through reading the Bible. You must have a cycle of communication. Imagine two people living at home, husband and wife, or father and children, and everybody sitting by himself reading the newspaper or watching TV, and that's it. What kind of life is it? What kind of life is it if you have people do not communicate? I talked about communication before, long lectures, please listen to it. But here, think about prayer as a way of communicating with God. You speak to him, you tell him, I love you, God. You tell him, here's what I need, here's what I want. And if it is, according to your will, that's fine. Speak to God, so take it as a chance to speak to him. The third point to know about prayer, it must be according to his will. In the first epistle of John, chapter 5, verse 14, St. John said, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So when you pray, make sure that you ask God to give you what you want, but then end up your prayer saying, let it be according to your will, not mine. It's your will. Let your will be done, as we say in the Lord's Prayer. Ask, pray, do all things. When you do it this way, if it comes, thank you, God. If it didn't come, say, thank you, God. Because maybe he didn't give it to you because of something could hurt you. So when you pray according to God's will, whatever happens, if the answer is yes or no, thank you, God. It's good for me. I know that I am your son and you made the best for me. That's how the prayer should be. Whenever you pray, you must end your prayer submitting to God. God, it is not my will, it is your will. I just, out of my weakness, I see a need for, and I tell God what's my need for. But otherwise, I cannot impose on God. Sometimes we ask earnestly, and God will listen. God will listen, and even if it will somehow hurt us, I want to have that feeling that God can change that wrong things into good. Many bad things could come to us, not because we are bad or because God wants to hurt us, God forbid, never. God could allow things to come, and is very bad, because people outside, not so good. They could hurt you. But God can use it for His glory and to teach you a good lesson to make you much better person. Remember the story of Saint Joseph when he told his brothers when they came to him after the death of Jacob and they were afraid that Joseph will hurt them. And he said, not to worry. You meant evil for me, but God meant by it, by this evil, good. God had changed that evil into good. And look at this, now I am the second man in Egypt after Pharaoh, and I was able to save this whole world. That's how God can change even bad into good things. Number four, pray with an attitude of thanksgiving. In the book of Philippians chapter 4, St. Paul said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Thank God for all things, and made it known to God. Just tell Him all what you want. No exception. And remember, at the end, I will say, God, let it be according to your will, not according to mine. The fifth point, please remember this. I want you to pray about everything. Don't worry about limiting yourself. Will God accept that? Will God hear that? Leave it to Him. Pray about any and everything. Do not worry about what you pray for. Don't say, after the sermon, now I am limited to ask for specific things. How would I know God's will? You don't have to. Pray and ask all things. Let God make the decision, and you will be happy with His decision, not yours. If it is yes, thank you, God. If it is no, thank you, God. Everything that you should ask for, and you must ask for it, that's how you establish the relationship between yourself as a son and Him as a father. He taught us that. In the book of Matthew, in chapter 21, verse 22, He said, and whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Ask for anything, no condition. And if you believe that God will give you this, trust that God will give it to you. Let it be according to His will. Ask Him with faith. God, I want it. This is something very important for me. This is very important. Ask. And if you believe, He will do it. Why not? If something will help you and make you a much better person, why not? He's your Heavenly Father. He loves you so much, and He proved His love by dying on the cross to save you. What's more? In the book of James, in chapter 1, verses 5 to 8, it says, if any one of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting. No doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. So if you want God to grant you your request and hear your prayer, have faith and do not be doubting. The sixth and the last point, remember that the self-centered prayer is least likely to be answered. Do not center your prayer on yourself. God, I need this for me. Remember that you are not by yourself in your house, you are not by yourself in your church. There are so many people around you who need your prayer. There are many sick people, many needy people. Ask yourself, what have you done to them? So when you pray to those, God will listen to your prayer as well. And you can do so much when you pray. You can really move mountains. It's not only Saint Simon the Tanner who did it. You can. A mountain doesn't have to be like a physical mountain. A mountain could be a big burden on someone's shoulder. Someone is going through a hard time. You can lift up that mountain from him by your prayer. You can, standing by him. smiling in his face, giving him some support. And remember what St. Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, 13, when he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. He can, because you have the power in you, you have the Holy Spirit. So when you pray, trust that God will listen to your prayer and God will use it to move mountains. Why not? You are His son and His daughter. Why God will not do it? You have an unlimited strength through God. So if you ask for it, He is able to answer and handle all the things for you. And I repeat what the Lord said in the book of John 14, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. That's why in our church, by the way, if you hear the Lord prayer anywhere outside, our Father who art in heaven, they do not add the last part where we say, through Jesus Christ our Lord, for thine the kingdom, the power, the glory. Through Jesus Christ the Lord, something the Coptic and all the Orthodox Church added because of this verse. Because of that verse where it says, if you ask anything in my name, ask in my name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's His promise. God's promise. If you ask in my name, I will do it. Not to think that this is something new, even from the old days in the book of Jeremiah in chapter 33:3, God said, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. There is so much God can do through you because He loves you, He selected you to be His son, and the Holy Spirit is in you. So you can pray and ask and God will listen. So what are you waiting for? God can do amazing things through you. Why don't you give it a chance and trust in your prayer and have faith that God will do it? You can move mountains. And I hope you really take it into heart starting today to pray and lift up our hearts and our minds. And glory be to God now and forever and ever. Amen.